RadioAction.zn, Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
The news bulletin at 12 hours, the headlines that President Chisulema arrives in Eswatini for King Mfed's 40-year reign celebration. Two people nabbed before witchcraft accusations in Kaoma, and in international news, Sama shocked by the scenes at White House dinner.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwana Kaoma.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has arrived in the kingdom of Eswatini to join King Mswati III in commemorating his 40-year reign and birthday celebration. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, President Hichilema said the occasion presents an opportunity to celebrate King Mswati III's enduring leadership. The president has reaffirmed Zambia's long-standing relationship with Eswatini and reiterated the country's commitment to strengthening bilateral cooperation for the mutual benefit of both nations. President Hichilema is in Eswatini on an official visit at the invitation of King Mswati III. He is expected to return to Zambia immediately after concluding his engagement. Police in Kaoma district have arrested two people identified as Asibawa Liboma, aged 44, and Kavongola Liboma, aged 42, for the offense of naming a person as a witch or wizard, contrary to the laws of Zambia. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamunga said the matter follows an earlier report recorded at Kaoma Police Station on April 3, 2026, at 15:08 hours, and that the incident is alleged to have occurred between March 31 and April 3, 2026 in Kaoma Township. In a statement, Mr. Hamunga said the complainant, Vasco Antonio, aged 51, of Vesco Compound in Kaoma and Ilenga Village in Chief Mfondo's area, reported that he was accused of being a witch by the two individuals, both of Kaoma Township. He said police investigations led to the apprehension of the suspect yesterday and that they have since been released on police bond and are expected to appear before the Kaoma Subordinate Court on April 29, 2026. The Cotton Board of Zambia says the introduction of a new consultative pricing system under the Cotton Act is expected to restore fairness and improve price stability for farmers. In an interview, Cotton Board of Zambia Director of Technical Regulation, Barry Chisulema, said the reforms will bring together farmers, ginners and other stakeholders to agree on cotton prices before each marketing season. He said the move is aimed at addressing long-standing concerns over unpredictable pricing, which has discouraged many farmers from continuing with cotton production. Mr. Chisulema has noted that the sector has already been affected, with some farmers shifting to other crops such as maize, soybeans and sunflower due to past price instability.
The production has gone low, meaning that the farmers themselves that grow cotton have given up, have shifted it to growing other crops such as maize, soybeans, sunflower and other crops because they've not been happy with the price that has been offered to them. And that's one major issue that has affected the cotton sector in this country. If you look at the price of maize, it has always been increasing. There's no year that it has come down. At least if it has not increased, it remains where it is.
The Lwapula Council of Chiefs has called on investors to partner with local small-scale miners to help unlock the province's mineral potential and drive economic growth. In an interview, Council Chairperson Senior Chief Chisunka said Lwapula Province is richly endowed with various mineral resources, but local miners face significant challenges due to lack of modern equipment and technical capacity. Chief Chisunka has explained that strategic partnerships between investors and small-scale miners would improve productivity and ensure the province fully benefits from its natural resources. He has emphasized that such collaboration would bring much-needed machinery, expertise and financial support required to scale up mining activities in the area.
they invest us, come on the partner with the local, so that if we work together, the way the mine is there, we have to know that we both have the business, that we have big potential of people who can come and partner with the local, most of miners. That would be helpful for us to get rid of it. That would be helpful for our community. That's the message I want to say to our people.
In an interview, Council Chairperson Tina Christensenka said, I beg your pardon.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Mine Suppliers and Contractors Association has urged mining houses to take deliberate steps to increase business opportunities for local companies following the enactment of the Geological and Minerals Development Statutory Instrument Number 68 of 2025, which came into effect on January 1, 2026. Association President Costa Mara has told Hot FM News that while the law is already in force, June 30, 2026, marks a critical milestone as it ends the initial six-month implementation period when all mining and related companies are expected to meet the first major procurement threshold. Mr. Mwava said mining houses should not wait for monitoring or enforcement measures before awarding contracts to local suppliers and contractors. He has further urged government to be firm in ensuring that the law is followed to the letter.
We are urging all the mining houses to ensure that they continue to support local suppliers and contractors. This SIA is here to stay, and we need to see deliberate intervention before even they begin to monitor them. We expect them to start giving businesses to local suppliers and contractors, and the SIA has defined who is a Zambian supplier and who is a Zambian contractor. We need to see them coming out to support the implementation of this SIA, you know, and the government should be strict on them, okay, because when the mines are asking for something, extension is given to them.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said he was shocked by the scenes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington overnight. He says an attack on democratic institutions or on the freedom of the press must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. Starmer says it is a huge relief that Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and the event's other attendees are unharmed. The BBC has more on other global stories.
For instance, that the British target of a would-be assassin, Michael Armand, was found on night with arrested trying to run past security to enter the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. The President, First Lady, and Vice President were rushed off stage moments after gunshots were fired outside the ballroom. The suspect has been named as Cole Allen, and FBI agents have been searching the property connected to him in Los Angeles. U.S. attorneys, prospects for peace talks between Iran and the United States have received a further setback after the U.S. military said it had intercepted another merchant vessel whilst the shadow fleet trying to get through its blockade of Iranian ports. Ukrainians are marking the 40th anniversary today of the world's worst nuclear accident at the Chernobyl nuclear plant in northern Ukraine. In 1986, an explosion found clouds of radioactive material into the air, contaminating a large swathe of territory in Ukraine and Belarus.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
In sports news, the Zambia Athletics says 10 junior athletes will represent the country at the Southern Regional Championships set to take place in Mauritius from May 8 to 10, 2026. In an interview, Zambia Athletics President Bernard Bwalya said this marks the first time the country is sending such a large number of junior athletes to a major competition. Among the notable names on the team are 100-meter runners Ruth Chanda and Frank Nkata, who recently secured a bronze medal at the regional 5 games held in Namibia.
8 to 10 of May, we have the under-20 championship. We should be all in the region. And Zambia is the first time that we are outside Gambia in those competitions.